Hey, I'm Dita Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show!
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Carmen!
Cortez!
Good morning, everybody!
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning!
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody!
Hi, my name's Carrie, coming at you from my home office in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and I think it's pretty clear where I stand on the natural hair debate. I'm 53, been openly gray for about 10 years now. So excuse me. Hello, uppy, 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 this is Carrie. Yeah, she's filling up her lemonade while I do the intro. Can I take a message? Oh, you want a nickname? Okay, I have some questions I have to ask first. Does your name rhyme or is it fun to say? Okay. Do you have a body part that's upside down or inside out? Okay, yeah, I know. We all related to Floppy when that happened, but that already has been taken. Yeah. Okay. Why do you think you've earned a nickname? Okay, you have to be careful. When Ty went down, I was there, and no nicknames came out of that. Yeah, okay. Do you have a great cookie recipe? No, that won't help you get a nickname. I was just wondering. Okay, I've noted all the requests here, and they will be considered in the order that they were received, and that's no guarantee of one being given, okay? Oh, okay, yeah, she's ready now. So let's start the show. Here's Dina and her fishbowl of the day. Take it away, Dina.
Good morning, good morning. What? Carrie showed up with a full script. She just went next level. Good morning. From customer service now, for specifically for nicknames. Oh my goodness. I think we have another contender. I know, Bougie. Wow. Boom. Kicking off the week big. Good morning, TikTok. You don't get to see these. Can we play it again? You missed it? Okay, let's play one more time. Hold on. Let me find it. All right, here we go. Pretend like you didn't see it already. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Moorlach.
Hi, my name's Carrie. I'm coming at you from my home office in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And I think it's pretty clear where I stand on the natural hair debate. I'm 53, been openly gray for about 10 years now. So excuse me. Hello, uppy, uppy, uppy. This is Carrie. Yeah, she's filling up her lemonade while I do the intro. Can I take a message? Oh, you want a nickname? Okay, I have some questions I have to ask first. Does your name rhyme or is it fun to say? Okay. Do you have a body part that's upside down or inside out? Okay, yeah, I know. We all related to Floppy when that happened, but that already has been taken. Yeah. Okay. Why do you think you've earned a nickname? Okay, you have to be careful. When Ty went down, I was there. And no nicknames came out of that. Yeah, okay. Do you have a great cookie recipe? No, that won't help you get a nickname. I was just wondering. Okay, I've noted all the requests here, and they will be considered in the order that they were received. And that's no guarantee of one being given, okay? Oh, okay. Yeah, she's ready now. So let's start the show. Here's Dina and her fishbowl of the day. Take it away, Dina.
My goodness. Yeah, when she puts lemonade in quotes, she's getting her lemonade. All right, that was just the best way to start a Monday. I don't know about anybody else, but it's pretty dreary here. Carrie, boom. We have not had somebody come up with a full script, to my knowledge, at least not that one. So I can't say that's true because there's been a lot of really good ones. But that was awesome. And I loved every part of it. Easter was lovely. Hopefully everybody had a lovely Easter. Seems like Carrie was busy making a fabulous, I'm sure she probably sent that a while ago, but it was hilarious. I know. Lemonade. That's how you have to say lemonade now. So hopefully everybody had a great weekend. Do you have a great cookie recipe? No, it won't help you get a nickname. I was just wondering. Boom. Oh, Rhonda, I'm so sorry. Yeah, bringing in the week. It's my baby's 16th birthday. Oh, yeah. Today is April Fool's Day. It's Dingus Day. It's Easter Monday. It's the day of the newsletter. It's the day of the new merch. Yeah, Martha, did you see it? I know. What is it? In honor of all things, this is our new merch for April 1. What is it? If you saw the video of Missy and I, then you know that this shirt we've been talking about. Oh, that's a nice shot right there. It says, I'm not sick. This is just my face. So these are in the store. I showed it to Missy last week. It's my favorite shirt. I love everything about it. Add to cart, add to cart. Wait, there's more. So we also, every month we try to put out something new and then bring back an oldie but a goodie. Some of you may remember the OG, which is this white sweatshirt that we put out for the summer. And it was really great a couple summers ago. It's got like a terry cloth. It's got the thumbs holes, the whole thing. It's fabulous. I wore it all the time. I still do when I go to the gym. So we had this, right? It's perfect. It's great for the gym. Everybody loves it. It's great for summer. It's light, but it has the terry. So it's wonderful. Leah, we don't have any candles left, but we're thinking about bringing some of them back or doing them like quarterly or something. So, yeah. So what we did with this particular item, because we loved it so much, is a lot of people were like, hey, do you have it in different colors? And we do. So if you get a chance, you can check out the store. Here is it in black. I know it does look like I'm wearing a lab coat sometimes, but it's great for summer because it's a great color. What does the sweatshirt say? The sweatshirt just says One Funny Mother in our cursive logo. So these logos are bigger than what you're going to get. These actually were printed too big. Yours will be smaller. It'll look more like that first one. But this is it in black, which I love. Chris Kermsay was like, you have to have it in black. I know. It's really good. But I have a couple different colors. So let me show them to you. I'm going to leave this one up. But some great colors. Look at this. A great purple color, which I'm pretty sure is not. And then here's the pink. This one's so nice. Is it a shiny material? I can tell you what it is. If I can find it. On the inside, it's a terry, which is why I love it. The outside's a little shiny, I would say. 90% polyester, 10% spandex. So it's quite lovely. I know. So it comes in the pink, the purple, and then Chris, it always insists that we get it in gray. So you can get it in gray as well. So, yeah, we did. We got lots of colors. So you can find, I know my thumbs holes makes me feel cool when he's, I know. I'm late. Was that the, I'm not sick? It is. And it's a great shirt. Do you sell merch at your shows? We sell some merch, but it's like mostly show merch. And the merch that we launched in the first of the month with the newsletter, that is only available pre-order. So you'll have approximately 12 days. We can ship to Canada, Krista, but it's just ridiculously expensive. We're trying to think of some kind of underground system where we launch everything through Saskatoon. It's a tunnel. It's a long tunnel. So it's taking a while. Yeah, no, it's great. Why do thumbs holes make me feel sexy? I don't know. Why does this shirt make me feel? I'm going to wear it all day. I've actually had this shirt for a couple days. I showed it to Missy, but I've been wanting to wear it. Who's digging it? You are, Chris. It was your job. You didn't start? Gosh, it's going to take longer. Oh, good, Sue. What size do you wear? So, Jody, let me put the black one on. I usually wear a large. This one's a medium. I'll show you what the medium looks like. And then I'll show you the large. So here, I'll show it to you. In our t-shirts, I'm like, this is a medium that I'm wearing in terms of the t-shirt. And I'm going to put the medium sweatshirt on. So it's definitely like more fitted for sure. So if you like stuff that's a little bit more fitted, I would, you could stay with your size. Cause it's nice. It lays so nice. It's perfect. Mary said, can your team fix the size guide, please? What does that mean, Mary's fix it? How are we tried? Our sizes are, we tend to buy in the same brand, which is this brand called District Made. So it's pretty consistent. Like if you wear a medium shirt, then this would fit you, but it would be snug. If you're thinking you're going to like wear it over a couple different items, which you probably might be in the summer, like if you're going to the beach, you're like, oh, let me put this on top. This is a medium too. What's the purple? This is a medium too. Hold on. I know I got one in the large. Maybe it's the gray. I think I got everything. Mm-hmm. It still has the fuzz on the inside. Yeah. This is a woman's cut. Yeah, this is a woman's. Yeah, when it'll say on our shirts, if it's a men's shirt, it'll say unisex. So we have crew shirts and then we have unisex. So this is the large. And this definitely feels a little bit more free flowing. So you might want to size up. So see how much more room I have here in the belly. So I think this is what I have my white one in. So this is definitely like a looser look. You don't know. Yeah. this one, if you know, are looking for just like be able to put it on top. What does it say underneath? I'm not sick. I'm blind. Let me show you. Mm-hmm. It says, this is just my face. Mm-hmm. Border to what province? Mm-hmm. Judy, you can meet me at the border. She's like, which border? I'll meet you there. So this says, this is an odd way to sell, but I have to hold my breath. It says, this is just my face. And I feel like it's pretty, yeah, it really goes with anything. I'm not sick. This is just my face. I could wear this shirt every day. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been talking about this shirt for a while. Yeah. But it's a good shirt. And we talked about doing it in like a bright color for summer. And I was like, no. No. This is a solid gray. This is going to need me on gray. We modeled it after. In fact, when I talked to Graphics Jeff, I was like, Jeff, I said, I need you to find, I said, what was the shirt that we did? And it took me a while, but it was the hashtag you, that one sold really well. Because it was perfect, but it was in the gray color. This is just my face. Mm-hmm. She has resting sad face. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Laura, you're so funny. Yeah, Kyle, these will come in all styles. So if you go online, you'll see it comes in the V-neck, it comes in the crew, and it comes in the unisex. So yeah, we got you covered, Kyle. Yeah, I'm telling you, my favorites for the summer. This is so pretty. So you'll see on the store, we took pictures in all of them. It's a lot of pictures of me, and for that, I'll apologize. Even as we were taking them out, I was like, this feels like so much of my face. It's a lot. No one should see their face that much. But this one just says, it's summertime. I love it. I know. With thumbs holes in it. Oh, who are you? Who are you, girl? Girl. Uh-huh. What was the number shirt you are talking about? What is the, what was the hashtag shirt you're talking about? So deep in the pandemic, Cooley, I made the mistake. By the way, on this pink one, this is black, just so you know, not that you'll care, but the one I had. So we do a print so I can kind of show you, but sometimes we'll like make small adjustments to them. So this is actually black and a little bit smaller. It looks like hot red on my end. You said it's pink. Is it neon? It has neon vibes. It's very summery. Yeah. But it's not like it's, I mean, it might be obnoxious depending on, it's a dark day today. I don't know. I love it. I love it. But I also love the black one. It's a mood shirt. But I also love the periwinkle. I love them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To me, that doesn't look pink. Yeah, it's definitely pink, y'all. Definitely pink. Yeah. Looks different on the store page. Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, the hashtag. Sorry, Cooley. I'm having a hard time focusing. Is it obvious? In the middle of the pandemic. So the pandemic started about March, right? For me, it did. Jim's birthday was like July. And I made the mistake of mentioning it. And I think it was the first time that I said, send some cards. And then stuff just started showing up. A lot of stuff. And I was like, okay, everybody take a minute. Okay. And so I remember, like, I wasn't going to the post office a lot. And I remember finally I got to the post office one day. And I said to the lady, I said, yeah, there's a card in here. It says you have like stuff. Cause I have like a little post office box. She was like, she goes, we've been waiting for you. She goes, you are 604. And I was like, yeah. She goes, we've been waiting for you. And then she calls back, get them ready. And I was like, what are we doing? She goes, would you mind pulling around back? And I was like, are you going to kill me? I think she wanted to. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so I pulled the car around. She brings out a full stroller filled with packages. I was like, what's that? She goes, I don't know. It's for you. I was like, all that? She goes, there's three more baskets, rolling baskets. I remember this vividly. And I was like, this can't all be mine. She's like, we've been waiting for you. Mm-hmm. And I had to fill it up. And I took a picture. And I was like, hashtag. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it started with the trash can at the house. Yep. Yeah. And you bitches was born. And so it's just this idea that when I put like a small crazy idea, like my crazy ideas are tiny. And most of the time in my life, people will be like, Dita, that's ridiculous. Nobody would do it. But apparently it's like a seed of crazy. And then if you plant a seed of crazy amongst a number of crazy people, they take that seed, they put it in the ground and they grow it until it's completely ridiculous. And that's when I go, you just made this 10 times crazier than it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be cards. It was crazy. Yeah. No, I thought the same thing. Remember when that person was like dancing in my street behind me during the morning show? And I was like, is that Carmen Cortez? Are you guys in a van around the corner? In a van down by the river? Yeah. The dumb bus trip. That was another one. I'm telling you, we had approximately 25 to 30 crazy people from New Jersey that decided to go to a dumb bus trip to Massachusetts. I don't think we realized until we pulled up to said dumb furniture store, 80 more people were there. 80 people, 80 hashtag showed up. NPA people, thank you. Mm-hmm. Are we getting any new merch for sexy grandpas? I think it's, I don't know. Is it not, I'm not sick. It's just my face. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. So funny. Yeah, could have had a crazy person from Georgia, but you told him not to come. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Remember when I said, maybe we'll do a calendar. And here's Diana. A calendar. Who's going to buy a calendar from you? And I said, I don't know. I think it would be fun to do a calendar. Yeah. What are you going to do? What, 12 people are going to buy a calendar? I said, I don't know. I think more than 12 people would buy it. She's like, yeah. Like that. Mm-hmm. And we, I don't know, 600 calendars later. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been lied to. First time live, catching you on TikTok. What side is your tree on? Well, Jen, it depends on where you're watching. If you're watching on TikTok, it's over my left shoulder. If you're watching on Facebook, it's over my right shoulder. Maybe. I don't know. It's behind me, Jen. Mm-hmm. Muggate. Oh, well, Stephanie, that there's just nothing. Yeah, and the first calendar. Oh, you're being generous, Shelly. She's like, the first calendar didn't even start in January. I think it started in March. Oh, Ginny, I'm so happy today. I've officially become a supporter. I've been watching you for a long time. But I still haven't used an ATM machine. Love you. Okay, Ginny, it's on the list. It's on the list. It's called the Ginny trip. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to take Ginny all the places she hasn't been. Mm-hmm. This April is one of my favorite counts. Even my friend commented on it. Let me go look at it, Renee. Because it is the time to flip it. Hold on. Oh, yeah. This is because Diana teased her hair so much. Do you remember? March it was. Mm-hmm. So this is this month's calendar pick. The big hair comedy tour. Look at Dean. Why does Dean look gorgeous? No matter what his hair looks like. It is a new shirt, Crystal. It says, I'm not sick. This is just my face. Mm-hmm. So funny. Look at Diana. She's just like, girl. And that does oddly look like I took that picture. I mean, it's just perfection. This is all thanks to Jody. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, there's been an addition to my calendar. We'll have to add this to next year's calendar because you guys don't have this and you better put it on there. Are you ready? I wonder if there's anything else on here she added. She went through my calendar, just like, you know, she goes through my refrigerator. I never noticed this. Hold on. Is it just once a year? I should just put all her notes. Yeah, she doesn't do anything. Just this. Okay, well, you guys are going to have to add it. Uh-huh. So there it is. Change heater filter. You guys don't have that. So put a big heart. Do it now. Get your calendars out. Mm-hmm. Change heater filter. Mm-hmm. Oh, Missy's getting one. Don't you worry. Change heater filter. I'm sure if she had access to this, she'd be like, wash your sheets. Girl, fix your hair. Throw out that chicken in your refrigerator. Eat more vegetables. Yeah, maybe next year's calendar will just be all Diane all the time. It'll just be filled. Your dad does the same thing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have a heater filter. Get one. The month before next year, it'll be like, get a heater that requires a filter. Alanja's like, I'm in bed. I'll do it later. Mm-hmm. Why is there a heart around it? Anne Marie? If you're not changing your heater filter with love, are you even changing it? I don't think so. Get it together, Anne-Marie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't eat the egg. Did you see the Easter picture that my mom put out? Well, she didn't put it out. I guess my sister's in town and my nephew. And yeah, that's going to be the Easter picture next year. She, I guess, hard boiled some eggs, but not all the, I don't, let me see if I can find it. Hold on. It was very confusing. Hold on. Let me see if I can just find it real quick. Do, 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 do. What's going on? Is the internet wonky today? Oh, there's my face. That's upsetting. All right, let me show you this. This was share screen. This is what Diana put up. Do not eat these eggs. They were not refrigerated, and refrigerated has a D in it. You'll die. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yep. So, happy Easter. You'll die. She should work with young children, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your lemonade drink. So funny. I think this computer is going to go dead. You might have to. Oh, I can.
Wait, I can plug it in.
That's how these work now. I'm so behind. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm discombobulated. Let's see. There we go. They were decorated so nice. Just don't eat them or you'll die. Your grandmom doesn't do that? You'll die with D-Y-E. That's what it should be. Mm-hmm. All right, so I have a new word for the day. You know, a lot of people are like, what do we even learn from this dumb lady in New Jersey? Well, I've got a new word for you, and you can thank Stephanie Filippo for this new word. So last night, you know, there's a lot that has to happen. I don't know if you guys know, but in the wee hours of the morning, Wendy, Chris, Steph, me, Jeff, be on the phone. Just, this isn't right. Can you fix this? We're supposed to lunch this tomorrow. Nobody did this, blah, 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 blah. Last night, I'm talking to Stephanie. And we're trying to figure something out. I don't know if we were in the store, whatever. We were in some program. And she's like, all right, I'm in here now. So it's probably going to bunk you out. So just know that you're going to get bunked soon. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because it's going to bunk you out. So I just want to let you know. It's not a big deal. It's fine. You can probably get back in. So I'm sorry. What? She goes, it's going to kick you out. I go, but that's, you didn't say it was going to kick me. You said it was going to bunk me out. Is that a word to you? No, bonk, B-O-N-K. I said, it's going to bunk. She goes, yeah, like kick you out. I go, I have never used the word bonk in a sentence. Boink. Yeah. Bonk you on the head? Maybe. But I've never verbed it. You're going to get bonked out. And she goes, it's not, it's whatever the word is. I go, no, you specifically chose the word bonk. And now I will use it as many times as I can today. In, I guess, whatever definition I choose it to be. So please, yeah, just start using the word bunk. But if you make it bunking, very different. Very different. Mm-hmm. She did not say badonkadonk. She just said she was going to bunk me out. So we're texting back and forth. And I said, no, everything looks fine. I'm tired. I'm going to bunk out. I'll see you in the morning. And she just, nope, bunk. Mm-hmm. So just use it. Just use it. Hey! Hey! Boopy! Look, okay, look at this. You think this look like a dog that knows she's not supposed to be on a couch? Because it doesn't look to me. Hey! Boopy, get down! Boopy! Hey! Get down! Does everybody's dog just sit on their couch? And just, you're like, don't get up there. Okay. Not up there. You're like, look at my face. Don't get on the couch. All right. I have to go. I have to go get on the couch. Just does whatever she wants. She's like, I get it. I see how serious you are in the face. I get it. And I'm going to think about it as I lay on the couch. Okay. Don't get on the couch. No, I get it. It's rude. And I will not get on the couch while I sit on the couch. Like that. No, Coley, no. In fact, I brought my special blanket out so I could lay on the couch and watch a movie this past weekend. And it was still out here. And the kids were like, oh, give me that. I said, oh, no, 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 no. This ain't a for everybody blanket. No, no, no. This is just for my room. And I brought it right back to my room. Yeah. Then Dean says, it's so soft. I know. You're starting to boink out. I know. Just bonk her off the couch. You're right. We walked in and she jumped out. And he was like, I was there. I wasn't on the couch. You're like, I can smell you on the couch. That wasn't me. You have a rabbit. They'll just look at you like you're straight crazy. Good morning, Leolin. Okay. So then Dean and I are sitting here last night because I have a question for you. I said, okay, now I'm going to say this and I want to see what everybody says because you've all heard it before, but he had never heard it. He said, there's a saying that somebody said in a meeting the other day, and I want to know if you've heard it. And I said, Dina, what does your t-shirt say? It says, I'm not sick. This is just my face. It just came out. It just came out, Lori. So did this in the sweatshirts. Let's say one funny mother. Let me show you. So the saying, somebody used a saying the other day at a meeting, and I want to know if you've ever heard it. And I said, okay, what is it? He goes, the saying is, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And I was like, yeah, of course. And he was like, you've heard of this. And I was like, yeah, I have. Stop it.
Get away. Everybody get down. Not your couch. Get. Everybody get. Get down. You're bad.
So this is the sweatshirt. It's got thumb holes. It's adorable. I don't know how he's never heard of it. So now we're all standing there and he's saying to everybody, he's like, so what does it mean? So I'm going to just leave it there. I would like to hear what you all have to say. What does that mean? Because I said what I thought it meant. And then everybody else was saying what they thought it meant. And then we were like, that's not what it means. I know, Lee Ellen, your sister made me order it in black and gray because you know that those are her colors. Yeah. You can't have it both ways, said Lorene. Can't have a wife and a girlfriend, said Amy. You can't have everything you want, said Lauren, until the cows come home. But I was like, cows come home? You can't do whatever you want without consequences. Can't always get what you want. Can't have it all. Mm-hmm. And so many people are laughing. It's so true, though, Diana. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and remember, everything that we do on a monthly basis is pre-order only. So if you are thinking about getting something, you know, you got to order it because it ain't going to be hanging around. If you're having to get a key, you can't expect to eat it too. Life is hard. Mm-hmm. You can't have a new car and money in the bank. So here's what's interesting is that I was like, no, it means that. So I said, you can't have like everything great, right? You can't have your cake and eat it too. Da, 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 da. You can't have everything, right? There's some negative for every positive. I don't know, something like that, right? Sometimes it's a trade-off. And then my sister was like, no, it means that you can't have cake and eat it too because then you won't have cake. It'll be gone. The resource will be gone. It's either you have cake, but you're not going to eat it. It's like people like who buy bourbons and then just have them. And like a whole wall of them. I'm like, oh, they're like, this is my collection. I'm like, I drank my collection. Mm-hmm. you ever bring old merch back for a second go around? So Cooley, that is our general philosophy now, is that we bring a new item, which is for us this month. It's, what does it say? I'm not sick. And then we'll bring back an oldie but a goodie. So this particular sweatshirt we had in white before. So this is the first time we're offering it in lots of different colors. So you can, you know, pick which one you like. But yeah, we don't bring them all back. But, you know, this one did really well when we launched it in the summer a few years ago. Yeah, eat the cake, drink the bourbon, then buy more. There's that. But yeah, that doesn't make sense. I ate cake yesterday and I ate it again this morning. Uh-huh. You can do what you want without consequence. If you have cake and eat it too, the consequence is you don't have cake anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, if I had to pick a color, struggling with which color to get, if I had to pick a color, that would be hard for me. Let me just show them all again. So this is the purple. Let me put this. I don't think I put this one up. This one's really pretty too. I'm not going to lie. To me, the most summery colors are these three. They're white, which is the classic, which I already have. So no. The pink and the purple. I showed you the pink. I love the pink. I just think it's nobody going to lose you this summer if you're wearing the pink one. Mm-hmm. But the black to me is classic. So I'd have to buy it. The gray, I probably wouldn't get. You know, because I already got this shirt on and on. But Chris loves everything in gray. She's gray and black. She don't wear colors. Isn't it funny? Some people are like, I'm not a color person. And other people are like, I'm not a black or like gray. They want like colors that pop. Yeah. Now I want cake. Let me see if I can hide this. Gray is throwing me off a little bit. So this is the purple. But they're just so cute. Right? I know. I need some light flowing tanks for the summer. I love my grays, but I love color. Yeah. I don't wear color either. Yeah. I know, Carolyn. It's so good. Are the sleeves shorter on the shirt, cut at the armpit? I don't think so. We can look at it. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's good. This, to me, if you're looking for color, these two are awesome. I know. It's not red though. Just know it. I can see on TikTok. It actually looks redder on TikTok than it does on Facebook. It's very funny. Yeah. I think we like black because it makes us look thing. I know the black is classic. We needed more color in the OFM collection. Well, that's been kind of nice. This is a medium. So again, when I bought the original one, I bought it in white. So this one's just going to be, I would say it's really in this section. Like if you, like I have a t-shirt on underneath and I can still wear this, and still feel like there's room in here. But if I went up to the large, this whole area would be a lot boxier. So it just really depends on if you're looking for like a fitted look or a boxy look. I like this white one I've had forever, and I liked it a little bit more like flowing for when you're down the shore and you just want to throw something on because you're heading to the beach. We don't have anything in stock anymore. So if we bring the hoops back in, it'll be on a pre-order. So you can stay tuned for that. I know, Judy. Well, most of the time I also prefer zippers that go all the way down, but I'll tell you, and here's the reason, I get claustrophobic, especially if things are like up here. That's why I tend to use and like wear like V-necks a lot. I don't know why I'm like weird like that. Some people, but the other day I had a turtleneck on, but it had the cut here. Like I have to either have my arms out, guns out, or just have to have a V. I think it's because I keep having flashbacks to like my hot flash days, you know? So, I don't know. But anyway, I'm saying that because I usually wear full zips. But this one, the zip is a 3/4. So it's pretty, it has a nice amount. Like I can take this off and like not mess my hair up, blah, 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 you know? So, you know, my area is boxier than yours for sure. So yeah, all the time in the winter for me. Yeah. Is it all the way to the curly? All the time frizzes my curls. Yeah. Is it fitted? Well, I would say whatever size shirt you wear for us. So, Curly Top, I know you asked about this. No, this is our regular, this is like the same shirt that we print everything on. So you've had these before, Curly Top. It's not any different. It's not like a shorter sleeve or anything. Is it the same fabric as I'm speaking? I remember that shirt. I would say it has, I mean, it's spandex and Lycra. So it does have like a spandex feel to it. But here's the difference with that particular shirt. I don't know if that shirt had the terry on the inside. I think it did. Can't remember off the top of my head. But that one was a little different, I think. Yeah. I don't think it was a zipper. She said not the same fabric as I'm speaking. Okay. Yeah. How about the t-shirt? No, this one we just decided to do. Oh, I'm speaking doesn't have the terry inside. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think so. This one's yummy for sure. This was one of the first ones we did because this was summer. I think this was a pandemic summer shirt too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're not sure and you like things a little roomy, I would like whatever shirt you wear for us, I would size up one for these. But if you like fitted, like you're going to go to the gym or whatever, then I would keep it the way it is. So, or buy like the purple one and like the medium and maybe the pink one and a large. I'll do that sometimes. So that way I'm like, it's like a mood shirt. Mm-hmm. It was 21, might be. But my mom had a lot when I was younger and she couldn't wear them. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good rule of thumb, Andrea said. I always size up on sweatshirts. I mean, in general, if you're wearing them. Can you make a Hussies on the Loose t-shirt version? Maybe a different color? Maybe. It's such a good sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. I know, Victor. I was going to try to come up with some elaborate lie to kind of make people believe things, but I didn't come up with anything. But I do enjoy a good one. These are on sale now, Kelly. So after the show, you can go and grab them. Actually, we're going to have to cut out soon anyway. I got to head to the shore today. I got to do some things down there. I got a full calendar. Renters coming in. Girl, I'm going to wear my black one today. Yeah, Colleen, all good shirts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like shortcut sleeves as I have granny arms, said Doris. Do you consider these to be shortcut shirts? I don't know. I've never there's a very light interpret. But yeah. Julie, that was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Repairing the honey door?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's it, everybody. So the newsletter will be coming out. Oh, there's some exciting things. I'm thinking about it. I didn't see it in the newsletter. I have to check with her. We have some exciting things that we're launching. So, it says if you don't like shortcut, then the unisex tees. Okay, good to know, Marie. So Doris, we have this, which is a women's cut V, right? Women's cut. So it's a cut a little bit in here. We have same crew neck that's fitted here, or we have the unisex shirt, which is also considered like a man style shirt. So the sleeves are going to be a little longer and in here is going to be boxier. So you might want to check that out, Doris. You might like that. Just know that if you're buying, just keep in mind that those are kind of men sizes. So I would size down. I don't know if anybody buys the unisex shirt, how you size up or down, but if you have some feedback on that, that would be great. Yeah. Oh, you do, Sherry Bougie. Oh, Amy, I'll see you on Wednesday. That's right. This Wednesday, we'll be in Dayton, Ohio with a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm excited about that happening. That feels like forever away, but yeah. Yeah. I have waddle arms from losing weight. I love the V-neck so much. I get over myself. I know at some point, Marie. At some point. Whenever I used to buy like, and this is probably a weird conversation, but anytime I used to buy underwear after having babies and I'd have my stretch marks, I just don't like them. I don't know if anybody that does, but I would buy, and my stretch marks are high. So I'd buy the biggest underwear to cover them. And then I just like, I have grandmom underwear on all the time. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get over it. I have stretch marks. I have scars. I have stretch marks. I'm just going to wear whatever underwears I want. Mm-hmm. But I think all of it. And the funny thing is if I saw your arms, I'd be like, Marie's so beautiful. And if for some reason you saw me in my underwear, which there'd be a lot of explaining to do, you'd be like, you look beautiful. Stephanie's seen my underwear. A couple people here have seen me in my underwear. I got a poncho over that flops over my stretch marks right now. Well, you know what, Lucy? You basically are covering them yourself. It's like, you know, we don't need to see these. Let's just muffin top it. Okay. We are. We're our own worst critics. You're not wrong. It is funny, right? So not being if your viewers have dropped, this is only valid says if your numbers have gone down, that is why. See creators when they go live. Oh, I don't know about that, Annette. Mm-hmm. Yeah, granny panties are great stretch mark covers. Mm-hmm. My stomach is like a typographical map. You're like, what are you looking for? Treasures? Mm-hmm. And then I'm not sick. Allergies are awful. And the aide here, physical therapist, just asked if I'm sick. I told him no. So I'm not sick. This is just my face. This might be my favorite shirt. Here's Bob. You guys are so critical of yourselves, and that's just sad. I know, Bob. I blame billboards, supermodels, ads, magazines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, granny panties also stuck in my fupa. Ask me how I know. Kendra has just explained the existence for most women. Got my granny panties stuck in my fupa. Okay. All made sense. Complete sentence. That is a complete sentence. How come they're not diagramming that sentence in fourth grade? They'll be like, what does that even mean? Men don't care. Here's the difference. You could be the most beautiful. I have to believe that even supermodels look in the mirror and they will find something wrong. A man could be morbidly obese and be like, girl, look at this. You're just like, oh, I see it. Why? What's a fupa? I will give you most of the letters, Carol. She's like, okay, let me get a pen. Carol, hold on. Okay. It's an acronym. She's like, okay, I've heard of acronyms. Okay. F, fatty. Fatty. Okay. U, Carol, upper. Fatty upper. Fatty upper. Fatty, where do I have a fatty upper? Fatty upper. I'm going to let you figure out the P. It's like the P. Oh. Area. Mm-hmm. It would be the area approximately between your belly button and your, and it's just where God has decided, you know, like a kangaroo, what would be a great place to store stuff. Nope. Nobody's ever there. I don't know. I don't know why he couldn't just put like why couldn't he just fill as you get older, this just gets filled with that and then you glow. But he didn't. Mm-hmm. It's called your fupa, Carol. Carol's like, fupa. Okay. Do men have a fupa? No. I mean, depending on their shape, I mean, I can, but it's not like their go-to. They're, you know, men, do you ever see men? Here's what I think. Sorry, Bob. Do you ever see men's, the way that men's body, I guess we all become, Missy calls it like a melting snowman. I don't want to steal her joke, but she's like, my body's like a melting snowman. It's just, just a little this, right? Do you ever see men? It'll just all be belly, but their butts are so tiny. I don't know how they stand up. It's like a Christmas tree, like the Christmas tree, and then just boom, tree. It's very, They would have a fuda. But I don't understand how they get, how they can stand up straight, because I feel like, yeah, that, you know, with women, our hips just, and that's just biology. Men don't have that. Yeah. And chicken legs. It's very funny, you know, but they walk around like they Bradley Cooper. Just a bit of belly. Who said fuda? Somebody up there. I think it was Lorene. They do have a P, Athena. I know. I didn't think it was a reason to change it to a D, but Lorene felt, was feeling some kind of way. Just saying. Oh, Michelle Mooney, how to lose fat in the fupa. And that came from sexy producer Michelle, which is surprising. And we'll get into that tomorrow. Tomorrow's show. I gotta go. Nothing good's gonna happen after this conversation. All right, Carol, look what you did. I blame you. And still has about, it's so funny. I don't know why men just have no fat on their butts or hips. It's just funny. It's just like God's little joke. It is funny. All right. Anyway, listen, you learned stuff today. You were introduced to our new merch. If you didn't get a chance, check it out on the store. And this is my favorite new shirt. I'm not sick. This is just my face. It's the best. I love it. So that's it, everybody. Have a great day today and a blessed day. And like Judy from Saskatoon says, do something nice for yourself or others. Hope you get to do that. Hopefully you'll have some stories about bebopping down to the shore today, doing some things and getting ready for our Dayton trip. So stay tuned for the newsletter coming out as well. And that's it. So have a great day and a blessed day. Thanks for watching as always, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. All right, I'll see you. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.